kindness, that tonight we come with a heart of gratitude. We say thank you for all you've done. Thank you for all you keep doing and what you are about to do. We give you praise. We say thank you, Abba Father. We exalt your name for your goodness, Lord. We say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You are good. You are good. Tonight we declare you good. We look at our lives, oh God, all your goodness, oh God, in our lives. We come back to say thank you, Lord, that the one leper that was healed, we come back to say thank you, Abba Father. We give you praise. We honor you tonight, Lord. We say thank you, Abba Father. We give you praise, Lord, for our lives. For the very end we breathe, we say thank you, Lord. We exalt your name for your goodness, Lord. We give you praise, Lord. Amen, amen. Blessings and glory. Wisdom, thanksgiving, and honor. Power and might belongs to our God. Forever and ever, amen, amen, amen. Blessings and glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, and honor. Belongs to our God forever and ever. Power and might, power and might belongs to our God forever and ever. Power and might, power and might belongs to our God forever and ever. Oh, power and might, power and might, it belongs to our God forever and ever. I want us to spend the next minute or two. We are committing tonight's service into God's hands. Pray and commit yourself into God's hands, your heart, your spirit, every aspect of you, that the Lord will visit you tonight, that the Lord will meet you at the point of your needs tonight, that he will show himself to you in the areas that you need him most tonight, that he will be with us tonight, his presence will be very tangible in our midst. Let's pray, commit the service into God's hands. Father, we thank you for the opportunity, O God, that to fellowship together as a family, O God. Father, tonight, O God, we commit this meeting into your hands. We invite your presence into this place. Abba, Father, we pray that you come and be enthroned in this place. In the name of Jesus Christ, Abba, Father, we welcome you. We welcome your presence in this place. Abba, Father, come take your place. Come take your place in this place. In the name of Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We welcome you in our midst tonight. Itali Mahamaha. We welcome you in our midst tonight. Our Holy Spirit, come rule in this place. Come rule over us in this place. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, set us aside and work on us, Abba Father. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Holy Spirit, move afresh in this place. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, you are welcome, Holy Spirit. You are welcome in this place. You are welcome in this place, Holy Spirit. We welcome you, Abba Father. Oh, we say, come out your way, Lord. Be enthroned in our midst. Be enthroned over every circumstance. Be enthroned over everything that we do here, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we acknowledge your presence in this place. We acknowledge your love in our midst in this place. In the name of Jesus Christ, come have your way, Lord. Come have your way, Lord. Come have your way, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, Abba Father, you are welcome. Abba Father, you are welcome. Oh, come rule in this place. Visit us, Abba Father. Visit us, Abba Father. May we not leave this place the same, the way we came, Abba Father. Oh, may we leave like people who have encountered you, oh God. May your presence go with us from this place. Oh, my, may your visitation resound outside of this place, into our world, into our lives, into our homes, into our families, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let your impact be felt in our lives, even beyond this place, even beyond this place, in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ. We welcome you, Lord. Even in the grave, Jesus, He is Lord. Even in the grave, Jesus, He is Lord. Sing, my spirit, magnify the Lord. And my soul praises Him. Oh, death, do not hold Him captive, even in the grave. Jesus, He is Lord. Even in the grave, Jesus, He is. Even in this place, even in this place, Jesus, You are Lord. Even in this place, Jesus, You are. Even in this family, even in this family, Jesus, You are Lord. Even in this family, Jesus, You are. Even in my life, even in my life, oh my Jesus, You are Lord. Even in my life, my Jesus, You are. Even in my life, even in my life, Jesus, You are Lord. Even in my life, Jesus, You are Lord. I want us to spend the next few minutes, about 3 to 5 minutes. Let's just worship the Lord in our spirit. Let's just worship the Lord in this place. Pour out your love unto the Lord. He is worthy. He is deserving to be adored. Exalt his name, for he is holy. He is righteous. He is worthy of it all. In the name of Jesus. Father, we come before you tonight. We come to exalt your name, Abba Father. Come stay in this place, Lord. Come be exalted in this place. We bless your name tonight. We declare you are Lord. We declare you are holy. We declare you are righteous, King of Kings, you are worthy. We declare you are worthy. Your children are exalting you tonight. Come have your way in us, place. Oh, bask in our worship tonight. Bask in our praises tonight. You deserve it all, Abba Father. It all belongs to you, O God. We will give none of your praise to any other. We will give none of your worship to any other. For indeed you rest above all hearts. Indeed you reign above all hearts. There is none like you, O God. Tonight we join our voices with the host of heaven. We declare you are mighty. Holy as you King of Kings. Worthy as you Lamb of God. We bless your name tonight. King of Kings, be exalted. Lord of Lords, be exalted. From the depth of our beings, we crown you Lord in this place. We crown you Lord in this place. Be exalted, Abba Father. Be exalted. Taking us place, I don't move in us place, I think all your might and your splendor. There is not like you, O King. There is not like you, Lord. Be exalted, O Lord. Be exalted, O Lord. Say, Mama, eternity, Mama, indeed is all yours. All the effort is yours. And the fullness thereof. We bless your name, Mama. All with a voices and the breath you've given us. We give it all back to you, O Lord. We exalt you with it all. We exalt you with it. We declare you are holy. You are righteous, King of Kings. You are righteous, Lord of Lords. In the name of Jesus, blessed be your name. Blessed be your name, blessed be your name, Holy Father, you are worthy, King of Kings, you are worthy, Lord of Lords, you are worthy, Holy Spirit, we lift you high, you are worthy, you are worthy of a place in this place. For the earth of your presence fill this place. For you are worthy, O Lord. You are worthy of a place. In the name of Jesus, somebody worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. He is deserving of it all. He is deserving of it all. In the name of Jesus, worthy are you of God, worthy are you of God, worthy are you Lamb of God, your voice unto the King of Kings. Oh, lift up your voice in the name of Jesus. Praise the King of Glory. He is worthy to be exalted. He is worthy to be exalted. Worthy are you, King of Kings. King of Kings, you are worthy. We adore you in With our voices, we praise you. With our voices, we praise you. With our flesh, we exalt you. In the name of Jesus, King of Kings, you are. Somebody sing the song of love unto him. Sing the song of praise unto him. He is worthy. He is worthy. Father, we bless your name. Father, we bless your name. Be lifted up higher. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, blessed be your name, blessed be your name, we exalt you, we exalt you, Lord, we exalt you, Lord, you are. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I'll continue to worship the Lord. In the name of Jesus,
you are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. Oh, from you are open. For from you are all things, to you are all things. You deserve the glory, and worthy is your name.
Deserve our praise. Your name
Begin to extol from the depths of your heart. Begin to extol the name of the Lord, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He's the Alpha, He's Omega, the beginning and the end. There is no one like our Lord. Wherever you are, online in person, and you lift up your voice up, and you lift up your voice and bless His name. Bless His name, bless His name. For the Lord is good and His mercy endure forever. Who is like our God? Who is like our King? Who is compared to Him? There is none. There is none. There is none. Can you lift up your voice? Bless His name. Bless His name. Bless His name. Who is like our God? Who is like our God? Lift up your voice and bless His name. Lift up your voice and bless His name. Just bless His name. Just give him glory, just give him glory. There is not like our bones. There is not like our bones. Glorify your name, but we exalt you in the name that tonight we have come to glorify your name. Tonight we have come to exalt you, but tonight we have come to lift you up. For there is not like you, there is not compared to you, there is not like you, Lord. Before you, there is not, before you, there is not. The King of Kings, the Lord Jesus, the Prince of Peace, the Prince of Peace, Receive all your praise, receive all your glory, receive all Yes, you are Lord. Most high. Yes, you are Lord. Most high. Yes, you are Lord. Most, yes, you are. Yes, you are the Lord. Most high, you are. Yes, you are the Lord. Most, yes, you are. Yes, you are the Lord. Most high, you are. Yes, you are the Lord. Most, yes, you are. Yes, you are the Most high, you are. Yes, you are the Lord. Most, yes, you are. Yes, you are. There is none like him. Yes, indeed. He is God, most high, yes, you are the Lord. Most, yes, you are the Lord. Lord above all. Lord above all generations, Lord above all generations, Lord above all, Lord above all, Lord, yes, you are the Lord. Yes, you are Lord. Yes, you are.
Most
high,
yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
Jesus,
oh,
thank you, high.
Yes, you are.
Oh, yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
Oh, yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
We declare, Yes, you are
Yes, you are
the
Yes, you are Most High. Yes, you are Most High. Yes, you are Lord. Most Yes, you are the Most High. Yes, you are Most High. Yes, you Most High, yes, you are Lord. Most High,
Yes, you are.
you yes, you are
Glory to you,
He
Lord. He reigns. Give glory to the Lord. He We give glory to
Lord.
We give glory to
Lord.
We
Glory to the Lord.
You.
Thank you.
save you. For your name is holy. Lord, for your name is holy. Lord, for your name is holy, you are holy, holy Lord, say, for your name is holy, you are holy, holy Lord, for your name is holy, you are holy, holy Lord. For your name is holy. Can you lift up his name tonight? Holy, holy Lord. For your name is holy. You are holy. Holy Lord, Shada, can you begin to lift up your voice? Makaba, just pray in the spirit. Just lift up your voice and pray in the spirit. Makarado, Shada, Lekapa Nemesota, Shandabakapa. Oh, the Lord is in the midst of his people. The Lord is in the midst of his people. Rebako Shada, you are holy. You are holy. Hey, Anama, you are holy, Basatanaba, Rababa, Fiacadababa, don't shut up. You are holy, you are holy, you are holy. Don't be tired, don't be tired. Can you lift up his name? His name is holy. There is none like him. There is none holy like our God. There is none holy like our God. Bado Shada, Kaparababa, Leva Zakanama, don't. Hey, we give you glory. You are holy, Lord God Almighty. The earth is full of your glory. And you are holy, Lord
God Almighty.
The earth is full of your glory. You are holy, Lord God Almighty. The earth is full. There is none holy as the Lord. There is none beside Him. Oh, neither is there any rock like our God. There is none holy. Father, we bless your name. We give you all the honor. Indeed, you are holy. There is none holy like you. There is none holy. There is none holy. There is none like you, King of Kings. We bless your name. We lift you. We lift you up. You alone we lift up. You alone. You alone deserve our praise. You alone deserve our worship, Lord. We give it all to you, Father. Be glorified, be lifted in our midst, be lifted in our midst. Let your glory fill this house. Let your glory fill our, wherever we find ourselves, let your glory fill us, empower us in the mighty name of Jesus with your very presence, Lord. We give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Can you say hi to someone? Just say, you are welcome in the house of the Lord. Those online, can I see a reaction, maybe a fire emoji to see you are there, you are, or a love emoji? Let me do my thing. You're all welcome. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you for coming. God bless you all for coming tonight. All right, tonight we will. Tonight, I promise we'll get enough time to pray. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, we will dig into tonight's topic. We are talking about the mystery of you, the mystery of you, and basically our identity in Christ. Amen. Our identity in Christ. I think we've shared this before, but we'll push a bit more. Tonight, we'll push a bit more tonight. We want to find out who we are in Christ. What has God made us to be? How do we identify our purpose? And I think this is a question that most of us have, or if not all of us, we have, that we want to find our identity. That is what brings us fulfillment. That is what makes us feel fulfilled. That we are able to walk in our calling, in our destinies, in our purposes. So tonight I want us to start from Romans chapter 8, verse 29. If you have your Bibles with you, let's turn to Romans chapter 8, verse 29. Romans chapter 8, verse 29. Romans chapter 8, verse 29. All right, I'm going to read. The Bible says, "For whom he foreknew," talking about God, "he also predestined to be conformed the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren." It says, "For whom he foreknew," whom God foreknew, he predestined, God predestined to be conformed the image of his son. And we talk about this a lot, right? In, you know, conforming to the image of Christ. And it says that that is Christ, that he, the son, might be the firstborn amongst many brethren, among many brethren. And the first thing we want to know here is that God foreknew us, and the plan of God for us is that we will conform to the image of his son. He predestined us to conform to the image of his son. And so someone will ask, what does that mean? What does it mean for me to conform to the image of Christ? That means that our purpose cannot be found outside of Christ. We cannot find purpose outside of Christ. God has created us to conform to his image. So the image of Christ talks about a lot of things, right? And we can take examples. Examples is how the Christ will be in our Bible studies. We are looking at the person and the work of Jesus Christ. So if you look at the personality of Jesus Christ, who was Jesus? What did he represent? How did Jesus walk? How did Jesus walk in love, for instance? So he's saying that we should be every area of our lives. When Jesus lacked, oh yeah, I don't know if I can put it that way. When Jesus needed money, there was a way he got it. By dependent on God, right? When they asked ask money from him. There's a way he wants it. That whenever it is needed, God provides for him. Amen. Whenever he needed a donkey, God provided the donkey for him. So this is the kind of lifestyle or the kind of image God, and these are just examples, the kind of image God wants us to conform to. That everything about Christ, we will be able to represent that because we are, the Bible calls us ambassadors. Ambassadors. So we are representing a certain kingdom, a kingdom of God. And the one who showed the pathway, the one who came to show the way, the one who came to represent that kingdom that we are looking at is Jesus. Hebrews talk about it, Hebrews 12, 1, that looking onto Jesus. So he's the one that we look onto so that we can become like him. Amen. So Jesus of God predestined us to conform to the image of Christ. And so in every area of our lives, you ask yourself the question, is your lifestyle conforming to the image in your marriage, at your workplace, in school, wherever you find yourself, is your life conforming to Christ? So this is what God has predestined us to. Hallelujah. This is what God has predestined us to. And I want us to have this understanding. And then we'll go back in Romans chapter 8 and look at Romans 8:19. Romans chapter 8, verse 19. Let me go there from there. Romans chapter 8, verse 19. Downwards. Okay, I will read. The Bible says, for the earnest, let me read from verse 18. It says, for I consider, this Paul says, for I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. And verse 19, it says, for the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. So creation is waiting for the revealing of the sons of God. And this is not about gender. The sons of God is the position God has given us. Amen. So he said that creation is waiting for the sons of God to be revealed. And I will read, I want us to have a better understanding of why even creation, why is creation waiting? Well, what is it about us? Right? And that is what we want to find out tonight. What is it about us that creation is waiting that we will be revealed? What God has truly called us to be, predestined us to conform to the image of Christ. Why is creation waiting for that? Verse 20, the Bible says, for the creation was subjected to futility. Creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, that's what the Bible says, but because of him who subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. When I mentioned glorious liberty, I just remembered my pastor, his church used to be called Glorious Liberty, where he took the name from. Anyway, so creation is waiting. Creation has been subjected to futility. It says, because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption. Corruption came through sin. Amen. So when man sinned, I feel like I might digress. But when man sinned, there was corruption in everything, in all of creation. There was corruption. We were, yeah, no, let me not break it up. So corruption, everything was corrupted. So now creation is awaiting for us to be revealed. Because creation does not want to be under that corruption. Amen. So it says, for we know that the whole creation groans and labors with breath pangs together until now. Not only that, but we also who have the first fruits of the Spirit. So we are also groaning. Even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. Amen. And so just to lay this other foundation that Creation is also awaiting for you to manifest. To manifest that which God has called you to be. Amen. So God has called you to something. Like he told Jeremiah, I believe it's Jeremiah 1:5. Before you were born, he knew you. Bible says, we read Romans 8:29. Those he foreknew, he predestined. He predestined that they will conform to the image of Christ. So he told Jeremiah, before you were formed in the womb of your mother, I knew thee, and I called you to be a prophet. So God knows you specifically. He knows this child. God has a purpose. God has a reason. God has a reason for you. And we need to find it. We need to look within to find it. Let's look at Luke chapter 4, verse 18 and 19. Luke chapter 4, verse 18 and 19. The Bible says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. So Jesus speaking. He says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year, the acceptable year of the Lord. So Jesus knew what he was called to do. Jesus knew his purpose. And I believe that our purpose, we can find our purpose in this statement from Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord is upon us. He has anointed us to preach the gospel to the poor. And preaching can be in different forms. It doesn't mean you don't have to be on the pulpit to preach. Your life can preach. There are other means you can preach. So we find our identity in what Christ did. Says he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to captives. There are people who are captives to different things, to sicknesses, emotional bondages, spiritual bondages. God has called us to do that. And you can find that, you know, in the marketplace, that's it, in outside of church, you can find people, there are a lot of people there. I think I was showing someone on the Edry Facebook page. Someone posted that, I can't remember the details of the story, that he has, the person lives in Edry, yeah, and they have a room, one of their rooms, they hear things. And his son is in that room, and his son is always afraid. And this has been for years. So they moved outside the room, now they have a new baby, they put a baby there, the baby doesn't sleep. Because you hear the noises, like this is not spiritual. If you physically hear the noises and they don't see anybody there. And I'm reading this, I'm like, God has called me and you. Because when you read the comments, people are saying, oh, you can do this, there's much, there is whatever. You know, you can go and call these people, you come and spray something in your room. And we are Christians living here. We are Christians living here. And what, so I read those things and I ask myself the question, so what is the purpose for our being here as Christians? What is the purpose for coming to church and calling ourselves as Christians and receiving all the anointing? What do we do with it? You know, you go to work and you find someone complaining about their marriage or complaining about their addictions, they can't stop drinking. Hello. All right. They can't stop drinking. They can't stop smoking. They are addicted to drugs and all of that. God has placed us in their lives to help them out with that. Amen. As long as it is not only, God has placed us in their lives to bring them out. He says to set at liberty those who are oppressed. So we find our purpose in that. Someone's purpose, you know, like Ahithophel, giving counsel, giving directions. Some people will come and ask for guidance. How do I do this? How do I manage my life? Whether it's I'm in school, I still have a child. How do I manage this? God has blessed us with so much wisdom to help people, and we find our purpose in that. And so tonight, I want you to dig deep within you. Dig deep within you. God is calling us. God is calling us. God will not come and do it on his own. He will use a vessel. Amen. He will use you. He will use you. So just open up. Open up and let God use you. Amen. Like I said before, there's no way you find purpose outside of God, outside of Christ. He has predestined you to conform to a certain image, which is the image of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn that shines brighter and brighter unto the full day that's progress or eating. The path, God orders our path to find our purpose, to find our true calling. And so I have here, I'm rushing through right now so that we can pray. But an example of being righteousness, right? So we have to be in right standing with God if we want to walk in our calling, walk in our destinies. We have to be in right standing. We have to conform to a certain image, right? The image of Jesus Christ. Therefore, we have to be in right standing, and that's what is righteousness. And so we see in the Bible, God talks about different people, talks about Abraham. Some of the things Abraham did to be right with God. And I want us to quickly look at that. Use Abraham as an example. So Romans chapter 4, verse 19 to 22. Romans chapter 4, verse 19 to 22. Romans chapter 4, verse 19 to 22. Let me quickly read it. So talking about Abraham. Talking about Abraham. The Bible says, and not being weak in faith, that's Abraham, not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead since he was about 100 years old. And the deadness, I like how the Bible puts some of these things, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. Bible says, I'll read it again. It says, and not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body, that's Abraham, already dead since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was able to perform. Hallelujah. And therefore, it was accounted to him for righteousness. This is how it was accounted to Abraham for righteousness. It says, Abraham, knowing that with all the promises God has given him, God has told him that you make him a nation, you know, you make him a father of many nations. God has promised him a child, and he's 100 years old. Like, he knew I like how verse 19 says he did not consider his own body. He did not consider the deadness, that's how the Bible puts it, the deadness of Sarah's womb. At the age of 90, Sarah was 90, he was 100. He did not consider it. He did not, you know, it's a mind thing. He did not, like, you know, in our Bible study, we were talking about is having this mind. It says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Jesus. Right, this is supposed to be in our mind because there is a certain knowledge that will come to you in terms of, and we are still talking about you fulfilling purpose. There is a certain other knowledge that will come to you because the reality is that I am old, but God has also promised something, God has said something about your life, and the reality is that you are old. The reality is that, you know, I don't have money, the reality is that I can't pay for this. That is the reality. But do you consider that, or do you consider what God has said to have faith and still believe? It says, whose report will you believe? There are many reports. The Bible says there are many voices. There is none without understanding. There are many voices, many reports that are coming. There are things we are seeing in reality. And so those are some of the challenges we have or we face that we cannot fulfill, that which God has called us. But it is in us. He has predestined us. And I want us to have this understanding. He has predestined us to conform to that image. God has predestined us to conform to the image of his son. And so the Bible says, and not being weak in faith, Abraham, not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body, which was already dead since he was 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God. He strengthened, he strengthened his faith. And he was giving glory to God and fully convinced that what he had promised, what God had promised, he was also able to perform. Amen. And I'm sure most of us, there are many things God has told us, through the word of God, through prophecy. God has told us about our marriages. God has told us about our children. God has told us about our wealth. God has told us about different things. And for some of us, we are seeing partly. For some of us, we are not fully seeing it. And sometimes you will waver in faith. But you strengthen yourself. I like the Bible talks about David. He strengthened himself in the Lord. We have to learn to strengthen ourselves in the Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible says in 22, verse 30, it says, and therefore it was accounted to him for righteousness. If we are not in right standing with God, we will not be able to fulfill purpose. We will not be able to find ourselves without which God has called us to be. We have to be in right standing with Him. We have to be aligned to Him. If we are aligned to Him, then we are now conforming to that image, and then we can fulfill that which God has called us. I'll read the last verse and then we will pray. 1 Peter chapter 2. Verse 9 to 10. I'll not talk much about that, but I want to read it. Having this mindset, and then we'll go into prayer. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 to 10. The Bible says, but you are a chosen generation. He's talking about you. It says, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people. That you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who once were not a people, but are now the people of God, who have not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. This is who we are. Since we did not have mercy, we were in darkness. He has called us into light, and so we are a chosen generation. And you say amen. Say, I am a chosen generation. I am a royal priesthood. I am a holy nation, God's special person. I am God's special person. In the mighty name of Jesus, can we be on our feet? Can we be on our feet tonight? Can we be on our feet tonight? And can you begin to lift up your voice and just begin to pray in the spirit? Just begin to pray. You are thanking God for his word. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Bible says his word is a lamp unto my feet, a light on in my path. Can you lift up your voice and begin to bless him for his word? In the mighty name of Jesus tonight, can you lift up your voice wherever you are? In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Shada, Rabatabadosha, the Kapadoskepeada, Rabatoskea, Dabako Shada, Lekapadoska Pendabel Lopsaba, Rapapayan de Bedoshada, Lekapa Radadadadoskepeadaba, Lekapadoshada, we thank you, Lord, for your word. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lekapara. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you.
In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, I want us to take this prayer. We are praying against any form of discouragement. For some of us, we are discouraged. For some of us, the things that we are seeing in our life, the challenges we are facing, we are discouraged. We have fought the battle. We have a lot of sweat, a lot of blood showing us our works. We have weight. Whatever the word of God has said, we believe we have done it, but we are discouraged. The Lord is saying that stand still and know that He is God. Can you lift up your voice for strength, and you will not be discouraged. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Bible says, give me strength to Himself in the Lord. That in the spirit of discouragement, we come against it by the blood of Jesus. That we strengthen ourselves by the faith of God, by the word of God, by the spirit of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we shall not be overcome. By any form of discouragement, in the mighty name of Jesus, open us, Holy Spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible says, even the righteous man falls 7 times, and he gets up 7 times. You do not fall. When you fall, you still get up. You still rely on the strength of God to rise up. I want you to pray that Holy Spirit, my mortal body, quicken me. Give me the strength to arise. Give me the strength to stand in the mighty name of Jesus. No matter the wind that blows, no matter the storm that comes, that I will be strengthened to stand, for you are my anchor. In the mighty name of Jesus, can you lift up your voice? Strength, O Lord, strengthen us, Lord, strengthen us, Lord, by your spirit, O God, by your spirit, O God, by your spirit, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, we will be strengthened in our inner man, we will be strengthened in our mind, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, we will be strengthened in our emotions, by the power of the Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, without encounters with God, it will be difficult to find purpose. It will be difficult to find what He has called you to do. You look at Moses. Moses was wandering, doing all sort of things until he met God, until he met the burning bush, and God gave him his mandate. God told him what he wanted him to do, until Jacob met the Lord in Genesis 28. The Bible says, you know, when he slept and he had a dream, and he was like, I didn't even know God was here. I didn't even know God was here. By the time he came back to that place and encountered God, he said, this time I'm not letting you go. I want you to pray that you will have an encounter, that you will see dreams. You will open up your ears to hear his voice. You will open up your eyes and see dreams. See vision. The Bible said in the last day will pour out his spirit upon all flesh, that we will see, that we will take things in the mighty name of Jesus. That God will begin to reveal things to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Can you lift up your voice in the mighty name of Jesus? The Bible says that there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty gives him understanding. He wants this understanding. He wants this understanding to work in our purpose, to work in our calling, to work in what we are destined to do. Can you lift up your voice and begin a prayer in the mighty name of Jesus? Open our eyes, open our ears, open our eyes, open our hearts, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us encounter you, O God. Let us encounter you, O God. Let your grace abound in our lives to encounter you, to have an encounter with you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Speak unto us, Lord. Speak unto us, Lord. Let us know our assignment. Let us know what we are called to do. Give us the prediction. In the mighty name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, Makaparia Dabado Shadaba, Lekaparia Dabado Sakaraba, Yakaparaba, Lataria Parama, Lekapa Kayadaba, Lekapada, Pato, the Path, or direct our path, direct our path, direct our path, direct our path. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, the Paradaka Padamadama, the Yatanabadama, the Paradaka Padama, the Yakapalama, the Bato Shadama, the Rapapa Kapalama, the Yakadawara Padamalama, the Yatanabalama, the Rendanabalama. In the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you for praying. We are going to pray this last prayer from 1 Peter, which we read, chapter 2, verse 9. We are going to make these declarations in your life. Whatever God has called you to be, some of you know the specifics. You want to declare it in your life. This, you will declare a thing and it shall be established. You will declare it, that God has called me, that you will give me wealth for the nations. And so you make that declaration that I walk in that wealth. I walk in that anointing. God has empowered you with so much grace. You are saying that you walk in that grace. He says you are a chosen generation. You are declaring that indeed I am chosen. You are declaring that indeed I am a royal priesthood. In the mighty name of Jesus, can you lift up your voice? In the mighty name of Jesus, that if the devil has been speaking to you that you are not special, God is saying that you are my special people. You are my special person. Can you lift up and enforce this in your life? Enforce it in your life. And Father, I have life. I have life. I walk in the life of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, the days of my life are fulfilled. In the mighty name of Jesus, that will not take me away. I walk in the life of God. I walk in the grace of God. I walk in the In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, no weapon that is rushing against me will prosper by the precious blood of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, I walk in the wholeness of God. I walk in heaven. In Jesus' mighty name, my soul prospers in the Lord. My body prospers in the Lord. My finances prospers in the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. I fulfill my destiny. I walk in the anointing of God. I walk in the power of God. I speak the counsel of God in the mighty name of Jesus. I have the mind of Christ in me. I have the mind of Christ in me. I walk in the wisdom of God.
Worthy, you are worthy. King of kings, Lord of lords, you are worthy. Worthy, you are worthy. There's
a tree song coming to me.
We run your castle, salvation. O Shirayan, Amaya, yes.
Did the Lord quench someone's thirst? Quench someone's thirst. If you are here and you feel discouraged, I want you to come forward. Pray with you. If you're online, you can show by hand. We'll pray with you. If you feel discouraged in anything, maybe you've been battling discouragement throughout the week, I want you to lift up your hands. You probably don't even have to come forward. You can just lift up your hands. We'll pray with you. If you're online, show by hand. I will pray with you.
Oh,
Those of you who have your left hands lifted up, I pray, let this water that I saw, let this water quench every thirst. Every thirst, every thirst. Let the Lord quench every thirst. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Bible says David had rest all about. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you would have rest. You will have rest from your labors by the power of the Holy Spirit. May the Lord himself fight your battles. May the Lord himself fight your battles. Every battle you are facing, even the secret ones no one knows about, let the Lord intervene. Let the Lord intervene. Let the Lord intervene. Tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, see them. Power of the Lord at work in your life. See the might of God. His jealousy will protect you. His jealousy will deliver you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Father, I pray for your people tonight. You have given us your word, Lord. We pray for strength, renewal. The mighty name of Jesus Christ, let your glory rest upon us in our lives. I pray that, Father, from tonight, every door that is closed to our destinies, let that door be open and shut open in the mighty name of Jesus, in our finances, in every area, every area, every area of our lives, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we command that door be opened up. We command that door be opened up. Let the door to our fruitfulness be opened up. In the mighty name of Jesus, the fruitfulness of the womb open in the mighty name of Jesus. The door, oh God, the Father, for our fruitfulness, that the works of our hands will be fruitful. In the mighty name of Jesus, let that door be opened up by the power of the Holy Spirit. We thank you. God, we pray for strength. Bread to pray. Bible says men ought to pray and not to faint. That we will pray. We will pray no matter what, no matter what the wind is, no matter what the storms are, we will pray. You will give us the grace to pray. You will give us the grace to pray. The grace to stand on our feet and pray. The grace to be on our knees and pray. In the might. Name of Jesus, we will be warriors, oh God. We will stand firm as your soldiers by the power of your Holy Spirit. Equip us tonight. Equip us tonight, tonight, oh God. I will say that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are spiritual. Down stronghold. And we pray that you will equip us with your weapons. Equip us with every weapon that is needed. Oh God, for this battle. In the mighty name of Jesus. And lift us up, lift our heads up, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we will not be put to shame. We will not be put to shame. For you predestined us to conform to the image of your Son Jesus Christ. So shall it be in our lives. In our life, the Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord seek so. And we say so, Lord, we declare that we are redeemed. We declare that we are redeemed. We declare in the mighty name of Jesus that we are redeemed. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Have you been blessed?
Yes.
Are you sure you've been blessed? Give a shout and a clap to the Lord. Amen. Amen. So, your announcement before we go. So, on Wednesdays, as usual, we have our Foundations of the Christian Faith. It's our Bible study. And you're welcome to join us from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Wednesdays. And delve into the Word with us together as the Spirit leads. Amen. And from November 1st to 21st, we have our 21 days fasting coming up. So keep that in mind and mark your calendars and pattern yourselves up. Amen. Amen. And so tomorrow, by God's grace, we have our second Hearty Hands outreach in our neighborhood, in our community. Amen.
Amen.
Excited for that. So tomorrow we'll be going at 11 a.m. to basically show the love of God to our neighbors out there. If you know the heat is going to be soon. Yeah, and yeah, we are praying for the Lord to continue leading us as to how we can pour to our neighbors out there because they need it. They need us to be the hand. God needs us to be his hands and his feet in the lives of our neighbors out there. Amen. Amen. So it's tomorrow. And if you are available and want to join us, please, yes, we welcome you. Please come and join us so that we can go out there and have some good time. Amen. And also in regards to that, thank you all who have sent in your something as the Lord led you to help towards this initiative. And we are very, very grateful. And we pray that the Lord will continue to bless you to give towards this. And even those who are not able to, we still thank the Lord for whatever you put into this initiative, be it a prayer, be it even the thoughts in the mind, be able to think about it. We thank you and God bless you and enable you as he leads to also contribute towards that. God bless you. Amen and amen. And yeah, so we also have, so we don't have the screen, but yeah, you have the, on the page, we have the giving options. So as the Lord gives you, if you want to give or, yeah, send in a token towards this way, you're welcome to do so. And I want us to just quickly say a word of prayer over the offering. Father, we thank you for tonight. We are grateful, Lord, for all your goodness. Thank you for what you are doing in our lives and in our lives. We might not see it all yet, but we know you are working, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity and the ability to care. We bless it, Abba Father, and we bless it for your use, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless every prophet here and online. Father, wherever there is need, Lord, fill it in their lives. Fill it in our lives, Lord. To you and you alone, we are the Lord. Amen. 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 The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ,
the
love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us now and forevermore. Surely,
his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives,
and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Amen. If you see someone new here, you don't know them, greet someone, hug someone, know their name, take their phone number, check at them. God bless you. God bless you all. See you next Friday. And I'll see you Wednesday. God bless you.